Welcome to the Disneyland Forever podcast, your source for all things from the happiest place on earth. For more updates, make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Disneyland Forever, and you can check out our website, disneylandforever.com. Hi there.
Hello.
It's Jordan.
And Daniel.
And you know what? It's a really, really, really nice day outside today.
Yes.
I think spring is finally here.
Woohoo! It's supposed to rain again in a few days. It'll be cold.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
We don't speak of these things.
Well, it's going to happen anyway.
That's true. Well, hopefully it's okay weather wherever you're at and listening to this, and that it's just going to stay that way. We feel really nice because, you know, we're at the end of April. It would be nice if spring actually was here.
Before June, maybe.
Before June. It would be nice. So for this week, remember a couple weeks ago, we did a Q&A where we asked you guys questions on Facebook and Instagram, and we answered the Disneyland-related ones, Disneyland-specific ones. And so today, we're going to be answering a couple more of those, because if you remember, we asked the questions on Facebook, and then Facebook just lost all of them. And so we asked again, and we got...
And we almost lost them again.
We almost lost them again.
I got them on my phone.
Yes, we found them. So we are going to be answering a couple of more Disneyland-related ones on Facebook, and then the ones that you guys asked that are more just, like, about us, a little bit more personal, because we know that we've been doing this for a while, and we haven't really talked a ton about us. You know what we like and what we don't like, but that's about it. So that's what we're going to be doing today, and just kind of having a little bit more free-form, just answering whatever questions you guys had for us. So that'll be the bulk of it, and we do have a lot of news that we have to cover first, but... We have another new review.
Yes, from Dave Grohl 1.
Said, one, not two.
One, number one. They said, magic keys equals free park hopper.
Are you dying?
Probably.
Yay, I mean, oh.
They said, once a month I do a long drive and I binge you and one other podcast. Great job. Which other one? Note, you left out of the magic keys. Pros and cons would be park hopping that is included in the price. Might be too late, but thought it would be useful to others. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you.
That is a good point.
I could have sworn we said something about
it. I don't think we actually did. I think we always just take it for granted that, like,
with the magic key, you can only go on certain days to one... One land in one park.
Well, thank you so much. We're glad that it makes me happy to know that we are one of your
binging ones.
One of the podcasts that you binge. So thank you so much again to everyone who's left reviews for us. And remember that you can leave us a 5-star rating if you haven't done so yet, or you can, as Dan says, steal someone else's phone.
Yep. iPhone or iPad or
anything.
Apple things.
And then you can leave us a 5-star rating on Apple or Audible or...
Oh, yes, you said rating.
Yeah. I am correct, and you were wrong.
I thought you were saying rating.
No, right. 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify or Audible.
Yes.
And then a 5-star review, the longer written ones, can be left on Apple. And we really appreciate reading those, so thank you so much. And it just makes me so happy every time they come in. And we appreciate the feedback, and it's a great way for us to be found by other people. It helps the algorithm push us up a little bit further to suggest to others. Okay, shall we do some news?
Probably.
Oh, we should? Okay.
First of all, they have these plush headband things. I don't get them.
People
think
the
they're cute. Whatever. They're not cute. They're really weird. Why are you putting like 16 of them on one head? They aren't Mickey ears. They don't look like Mickey ears. They're little weird stuffed animals. I don't get it. They're kind of cute, the stuffed animals by themselves. I don't want them on my head, and I don't want 12 of them on my head. next news piece.
I didn't even know that was going to be included in the news until like 30 seconds ago.
The most important thing to me. What the heck is it?
If you haven't seen it, there's these new headbands. I think they've already been in Shanghai, Disneyland, and now they've introduced them in California. And it's just like a plain headband, but then you can buy these little round plush things that loop around.
Velcro-y or something.
You know, loop around the headband so you can customize them. And we have thoughts. You heard Dan's thoughts.
I don't get it.
Maybe you just
don't get it.
Maybe you enjoy them, and that's great for you.
Good for you.
We don't.
We don't.
Oh, we were going to talk about that one? I didn't know that. Okay.
The scrims down of the firehouse, it's reopened. You can go in and see firehouse.
Their
fire truck thing.
If you didn't know that it was behind scrim, then...
Then good
I
for
guess
you.
Your life goes on like normal. All right. So the first thing I thought we were mentioning is even though the Pixar Fest doesn't start. I mean, even when you listen to this, it hasn't technically started yet.
A couple more days.
They've already kind of premiered the Together Forever fireworks, which are the fireworks they're going to be doing the whole Pixar Fest long. I don't think it's fireworks every single night. It's sometimes it's just projections, but they've already previewed it and it looks okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So you wrote down like all the shows.
The new stuff. So it has Elemental, Luca, Soul, Turning Red, and then a Cars thing that they used to have is now replaced with Onward.
I actually liked the Cars section though, so that makes me a little bit sad. I mean, I like Onward too.
Yes.
But
Cars is definitely much more popular than Onward, but it's older, so
yeah,
maybe that's why.
I don't know. If you don't remember, like obviously this is going to have newer scenes in it, but the last time that they did a Pixar Fest, they had Together Forever, and I was only just like med away by the show. It's okay. It just doesn't have the same feels that they normally do in these shows. That's my only concern. I'm sure it still looks really cool. It's fireworks. It's Disney fireworks. They're great. It's just like, meh.
We'll see how they work.
I actually have more fun watching Mickey's Mixed Magic.
It's just so fun to dance to.
Yeah. Okay. They announced the return of, I guess it's supposed to be returned. Someone said that these are returning. I didn't know they were returning. Two new guided tours that you are going to be able to book online. And before we begin, I got to say, no prices have been released yet.
They're free.
If only. So yeah, the guided tours, these are the sorts of things where you pay a little bit extra. They're a couple of hours long.
They're like $150 a person or something like that.
They vary in price. It depends on what it is. So the first tour is the Disneyland Railroad tour. And with this, the online description just says that it's a 2-hour tour. You learn about Walt's passion for trains. It will include a beverage and a pastry, a walking tour of the park, which I don't think it's going around the entire park, just part of it.
Every single square inch of all the
park. And then a behind-the-scenes look at the Disneyland Park Roundhouse, which I think is where they keep some of the trains. A ride in the Lilybell presidential cars. That's the caboose that most people are not allowed in. If you pay for this tour, you can ride in it. And then it says you get a special keepsake. My guess is that this is going to be the more expensive of the two tours.
Probably, if it includes a gift. Is the gift a full set railroad?
They literally have not said. Okay, and then the other one is a Cultivating the Magic tour. So this one's all about the plants and other things that grow in the park.
Horticulture.
So it says, immerse guests in the horticultural storytelling of Disneyland. From the Mickey floral at the front of the park to exotic plants of the Jungle Cruise, guests will learn about how landscaping and plants enhance different areas of the park. And you will get, I think it says you do get to ride on your own, like the tour group just gets their own ride on the Jungle Cruise.
Nice.
And then you get a special memento. Again, we have no idea what that means.
Rosita. You get to take Rosita home.
You do not get to take Rosita
home. Okay.
But yeah, we don't know a lot of the details of these tours, but we've got that for you. And I believe that I think you can actually book them now. I think they are taking reservations now, but they haven't really discussed the pricing. Maybe they can't. I don't know. I can't find anything online that says the pricing, but it's probably pretty easy to find. Usually they're around $150 to $180 per person. So something to go off of there. Then at the Haunted Mansion, they have apparently updated the construction walls around it a little bit. And you were reading on this, and I apparently need to read closer.
Well, so when we were there last time, there was so many construction walls, you couldn't walk around the entire park for some reason.
You could walk around the entire park.
The walls went to Tomorrowland, I swear. It was fairly in the way of what is going to be the Fantasmic viewing area. So they have moved them back so that you can actually kind of still walk and see Fantasmic. But there is another cool thing that they've
done. Yeah, the only thing that I noticed and what has been making news is that they replaced some of the construction walls with some stuff that has like the recreations of some of those gravestones that you'd see in the back by the crypt. And there is a magic band touch point. And when you touch your magic band to it, then it plays some of the Haunted Mansion sounds.
Fun.
You go through. So they made it an interactive element, which I'm like, okay, that's a cute way to use your magic bands there, Disney. So
yes.
Way to think about that. So, okay. Then a really quick note. We mentioned before that the Autopia, Disney has announced that the cars of the Autopia are going to be replaced with electric vehicles, quote, in the future. Apparently, they have said that it's going to be a slow progression, and by late 2026, it will be completely converted to electric vehicles at the Autopia.
No more exhaust smell. Yay.
So we do have a date that they're projecting that will be done. Okay. Does that say protein vote?
Yep. Protein vote. They voted in Anaheim City on protein or preliminary, you know.
It says PVELIM.
Prelim vote.
PV.
For the Disneyland Forward, they said the Anaheim City Council voted unanimously to move it on to a final vote.
It's been approved, but it needs another more. I don't get it.
Whatever.
So there's that for whatever it means. Lastly, it looks like, so if you remember from before, the Little Mermaid in California Adventure has been added to Lightning Lane service.
I know,
right. And one of the really fun things about it is that they've had to move the entrance to the exact opposite end of the building.
By Goofy Sky School.
So this old, huge, beautiful entrance that they have for Little Mermaid, they haven't been using since then, and no one's really been sure why. Well, we can see they are installing permanent Magic Band and like ticket scanners over in its original entrance. They're not in use yet. They haven't opened it over there yet. But it does look like what they've been doing is widening the walkway there under that main entrance so that it can accommodate both a Lightning Lane return line and the regular standby line in the traditional entrance. So this is...
That's good.
It is good news.
And get it out of the way of Goofy Sky School.
So we don't know when they're going to start using them, but it looks like they are eventually going to be moving everything back to the main entrance. They did have to take out some of the like little seaweed looking greenery that was next to the queue.
Oh yeah, the fake seaweed things. Yeah.
They were real plants, but they look like seaweed.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate. I think they had to take those out to widen the walkway, but I'm like, well, as long as we get to use the main entrance, because otherwise that whole queue areas was really wasted.
Very strange.
And I didn't understand it. So there's that. Ta-da.
Woo.
I wish there was more. I don't know what I was going to say. More interesting news, but
there's news.
There's news. And it does affect your trip. It does affect it. So it's just good things to talk about and good things to look forward to. All right. Now let's get to your questions. We're going to start with the questions on Facebook because like we mentioned, Disney.
Yeah. So you can't blame all the problems on Disney. We do it a lot, but this is Mark.
You can tell how often we actually do complain a little bit to ourselves.
This is Mark Zuckerberg's fault.
Yes, Facebook lost them before. And so we asked you guys for questions again, and there's a couple of questions that are not related to us specifically, but they do actually have questions that we want to answer. Okay, so it's only letting us see part of it, but I have read these before. So this one from, I'm just going to say Emily, because obviously it doesn't have usernames. It has like your actual names. So I'm going to say Emily said, how difficult is it to get into restaurants when you don't have a reservation? It depends on the restaurant.
Yeah. If you want the Napa Rose or the Carthay Circle, probably not the greatest possibility. Blue Bayou, you can. You go up just the early part of the day, and then they put you on a standby list. Same with Cafe Orleans. You could probably do that.
Well, and the number one way they actually do it is through the app. If you didn't know, you can actually go...
Yeah, there's a wait list.
On the app the day of, and you can add yourself to a wait list. Problem is, some of the wait lists, they fill up real, real quick, and it'll say that there is no room on the wait list. Blue Bayou is one where it's better to kind of go in person than it is to do on the app. But all the other ones, they will even give you an estimated wait time for standby.
Yep.
And it's amazing how often they're less than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So
it's better if
even for Okas.
Best thing, just go ask. So
yeah. So it does depend on where you're going. Certain places, it's not hard at all. Certain places, it's very, very difficult if you don't have a reservation. So
next question from Beth. Would you choose Halloween time or Christmas time for your Disneyland vacation?
Halloween.
We did this with, was that on our podcast or was it on Market Houses?
I don't remember whose it was on.
I think it was on Market Houses, but
I don't know. We were with them.
We kind of came to the conclusion after much study and prayer and thought, and Halloween beats out Christmas barely.
Yeah.
Because of Oogie Boogie Bash. We never thought that we'd like Oogie Boogie Bash. We thought we'd be okay, but it is amazing.
Compared to Mickey's Halloween Party.
Yeah, it is amazing, and you should do it. And if you just go at Halloween time, maybe it's probably sixes.
I still like Halloween time better.
But yeah, the Oogie Boogie Bash you can't beat. So
yeah. Okay, so should we now use this as our foray into the questions that are more specific to
us? Yes.
Okay, so this is the last Facebook-related question.
From Julie, what is your all-time favorite Disney attraction at any park?
Space Mountain.
Which one?
I think Disneyland still has a special place in my heart because...
You do love Paris, though.
The Paris one is a very, very, very close second. Because it actually, it's the fastest Space Mountain. It starts outside. It launches you into the building. There's inversions. It's much more intense. But there's something about, for me, it's the OG. I know it's not technically the OG Space Mountain, but for me, it's like the OG. And so it still holds a special place in my heart.
They improved on some weirdness at Florida.
I think the very close third place is Sinbad's Storybook Adventures.
Oh, he's Chandu.
With Chandu. What's your
You probably have no idea what we're talking about. My probably all-time favorite, because I love Big Thunder Mountain. I think it's Paris's Big Thunder, because it's the yes. best Big Thunder. And I love Big Thunder as my favorite ride. A close second, third, fourth, whatever. So another one that I think of is the Beauty and the Beast ride at Tokyo Disney. See?
Tokyo Disneyland.
Disneyland. Yeah, that's right. What's it called again?
Beauty. The Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. It's just so incredible and so moving. So
yeah.
That's a hard question.
But. That is a very, very hard question, especially when you're like, oh, there's so many different rides. You don't understand how amazing they are. So over back on Instagram. So this is going back a couple weeks ago, but on Instagram, I don't know how I'm supposed to say this. The Titemi? I don't know how to say that.
I don't know.
Sure.
Sorry.
How did your mutual love for Disney and Disneyland in particular come to fruition? We were kind of both
We were
crazy.
Both born into the
Disney religion. We were both born in the Disney covenant. I like that. We were both Disney fans before we met.
Yes. As I've said before, I was a huge Disney World fanatic because we went there once a year, every year when I was growing up. And then I went to Disneyland. I'm like, everything's small and I don't get it. And I didn't think it was amazing at first, but then with going with Jordan many, 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 many times, it's
I've
grown
converted
on me more.
Him.
Yes, it is a better park.
I mean, I will admit that it was definitely a big thing that helped when we first met because,
when you're crazy with Disney, some people don't get it.
Yeah. And so it was nice to know, like on our first date, we did watch Beauty and the Beast.
And Newsies, right?
No, just Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that was another time. But.
And when we were both like that, both of us had that idea of should we just watch Beauty and the Beast? Then we were like, this is probably going to work because we both are grown adults and we're like, let's watch Beauty and the Beast. This is the animated one, guys.
Well, and so this is to answer another question.
So the next one, yeah. This is from Anne Lauren Lubin.
How did you cuties meet? So we met online like everyone does these days.
On a website that no longer allows you to meet people.
Because there were killers involved.
We are safe.
We didn't die. Yeah, whatever. And so our first date was at a restaurant in Salt Lake that...
You're going to say it,
yep,
aren't you?
I am. The waiters dressed up in blue, dark blue shirts and ties, and that's what
and
Jordan...
And a black vest.
Black vest, and that's what Jordan wore and didn't know that. It was hilarious.
We showed up at the restaurant, I was like, I am dressed up.
You look like a waiter. And neither of us thought that the other one liked each other.
We both, for some reason, thought the whole first half of the date that the other person was bored and didn't want to be there, but that's what we each thought, mm-hmm. when really was that we were both just kind of freaking out.
Very
so
nervous.
We didn't actually like calm down until Beauty and the Beast. And then we were like, okay, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, we ate and then we did bowling and then we watched Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
It was fun.
But yeah, that's how we met. I guess that's the end of it, isn't it?
Yep.
Cool. Amber Kelly 21 says, any embarrassing memories at a Disney park? We have been racking our brains. So
we have one, but we can't say it. It was
oh,
it's a weird
yeah, we're
inside
never gonna
joke
say that one.
We're never going to admit to it.
Nope, you can't make us.
Nope.
I mean, there's
one I was thinking of. I guess it was not with Jordan because I was talking with him before it. I think it was with my dad. It was when they had they did Park Hopper at 1 p.m. before, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it? Yeah, and I forgot that. I went with my dad, and we were trying to park up at, like, noon. I'm like, oh, yeah, we can't go yet. I felt stupid because my dad didn't know either, but because, yeah, I was just taking him.
There's the numerous times where I thought that he was right behind me, and I turned around and started chatting to the person behind me, and it was not Dan. And I was like, oh, sorry. So there's that sort of stuff.
There's just really, yeah, like, people thing encounters where we like run into someone or like get run over by a stroller
by all sorts of things.
Yeah,
really.
With it's part of a and where we also walk really fast, which is a little problematic. But we got a place.
We have places to go. People,
get out of the way.
Okay. I know that we've brought up your name before, and I'm going to say it wrong probably. Sahara Faraji 2 asked, "What are your jobs, guys? If I may ask."
I am a sumo wrestler.
You are not a sumo wrestler.
And Jordan is a butterfly whisperer.
That is true.
You know,
so if we were on House Hunters, you know, we would have hunters. A combined budget of $3.2 million. No, okay.
I work in healthcare.
And then I'm right now I'm working as a private music teacher, and then I work as a performing arts supervisor at a local living history museum here in Salt Lake. So...
Which, it's funny, if you've ever been to Salt Lake, it's on the northeast side, and it's a pretty popular tourist spot. Some people come there thinking that the people who work there live there as pioneers. No, it's just to recreate what's like.
Because we dress up like pioneers. The other half think that we are all missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we have to say, no, this is a state-owned park. We have nothing to do with the church.
The church settled the valley, but that's all.
It happens a lot. All right, Sadie Joyful. A friend of mine, you haven't met her. I like her. just said, favorite Disney memory. That's hard.
That is so hard.
Man, there's a lot of
either,
memories.
It's either when we were upgraded to the Amazing Suite
at the Grand Californian,
just because of they overbooked the DVC rooms and they gave us this amazing suite for absolutely no extra cost. Or I think that Walking in Walt's Footsteps tour where we got to go...
That was pretty awesome.
In his office. Like, that is just amazing.
In the apartment.
In the apartment, yeah.
Honestly, I think that the one that I know always brings me a lot of just happy memories every time I think about it was, I think you've mentioned it on here before, but it was so fun. We were at Aulani the first time, and they have a character dining there. It's like, I don't know if they still do it since COVID, but they would do it where every... couple times a week at night, they would have a character dinner. Dan had
Jordan didn't know about it.
Yeah, I will tell it. So he had called ahead to make sure or figured out like who was going to be there, like what characters were going to be there. And I had never before been able to meet Stitch, even though he's my favorite.
In his whole life.
even though he's my favorite character, I'd never had a chance to meet him. And I didn't expect him to be there. And then he came around the corner the first time and I
started crying.
I literally started crying. I was so, so excited. And then right after dinner, he was still out and about wandering around outside. And we had this really cool interaction. It was a lot of fun. And it was just like, this is Disney magic, people.
To be fair, Jordan would cry during Die Hard,
what?
I don't know, watching paint dry, but it was an amazing experience. What? We do both cry during like every Pixar movie.
Thank you. So. You do too. Yes. So don't even.
And Frozen for like 10, Frozen 2 for like 10 straight minutes.
Okay. Oh, wow. I think that actually might be all of them.
Thoughts on Disneyland Paris.
We already did that one. That was last week or the last time
we did.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Disneyland Paris is amazing.
You get a 2-for-1 on that one.
Disney, if you ever, we were talking about this. I had a patient the other day, and they were, I think I was sewing them up. So as we were just sitting there for a long, long, long time and talking about Disney. They love Disney too. And we were talking about Tokyo and they're like, yeah, we want to take our kids for their graduation gift in a couple of years. Like, where should we go? I'm like, Tokyo.
No, they didn't even ask, like, what do you think of Tokyo?
They just said, yeah, like, of all the Disney, like, should we do a Disney cruise? Should we do
gotcha.
Tokyo Disney? And I was like, yes, Tokyo Disney.
I guess I can also bring this up because people do ask us a lot online. And in case you haven't been able to follow along, there are 12 Disney parks in the world, and we have been able to go to 10 of them to this point. So there's the two parks in Disneyland, the four parks at Walt Disney World, there's two parks in Paris, and then two parks in Tokyo. So the only two that we haven't been able to go to yet are in Hong Kong and Shanghai.
Hopefully sometime.
Hopefully sometime. Those are much, much more difficult to get to.
Yes.
Especially, I mean, Salt Lake is
political climates.
Yeah. Well, I was also going to say Salt Lake is maybe a Delta hub, but there's no direct flights to China.
They're like 19 stops.
So
go to Tonga and then to Australia and then to Azerbaijan. Turn right and then do a U-turn through Moscow and then maybe you'll be in Shanghai. What was I going to say? We went to Paris, like, it's been like 6 or 7 years ago. It's been a while.
It's been at least that.
By the time we get there again, the Walt Disney Studios will be much, much different and will be called
Adventure Park. Disney Adventure World. Sorry. Oh, Disney Adventure World.
Even worse than Adventure Park.
Well, yeah. So Disney Adventure World. I don't know. We're not going to get into it.
We've
thought about it. I don't love the name, but I understand why they're changing it. It's just a whole thing.
Yep.
Anyway, but it actually does fit in with like what we talked about 2 weeks ago, because we had mentioned like Walt Disney Studios will be basically a different park when we get back there again. And then it was like the next week Disney announced we're going to change the name in a couple of years.
Pretty
like,
much.
So it will be a completely different park when we next get there again.
I still miss Disney MGM Studios.
I know you do.
I know the only person who does, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's kind of weird when you think about it that this is our 91st episode, and it's gone that long, and we haven't really answered a lot of questions about ourselves.
I like to keep the sumo wrestling to myself.
That is true. That is true. It's never because we're like trying to hide things.
The whole point of it was to do tips and tricks, but at least y'all like the fun and the weirdness too. So
I've said it before and I'll say it again. The fact that you guys really appreciate our weirdness means a great deal.
And you have self-selected. There's probably people who first listen. They're like, these people are so terrible.
I'm sure that they have. And I'm like, okay, bye. It's all good. It's all good. But
there's people out there who don't like fun, I guess.
I've met some really strange people out there that I don't understand. So it's all good to me. But
to each their own.
I will say, as we've said before, you guys can reach out with any questions that you have at any time. And you can also share with us, like when you're in the parks or when you've just gotten done with a trip. There's one of our listeners who's been in Disneyland this week and has been asking questions beforehand, but then they like sent some questions while they were there. They sent some pictures while they were there. And I've just like sitting there, even though we go to Disneyland a lot, I know, but I still kind of like live vicariously through you guys. Like we had one listener a couple months ago that was like, that cookie you talked about at Alien Pizza Planet wasn't there. And then this family, it was there. So
supposedly.
I know. They said it was good. So
yep.
I assume it's at least a similar cookie if it's not.
And we always post on our Instagram, if you haven't noticed, at the top, it says when our next trip is. So if you happen to be there, reach out and we'd love to say hi.
There's a couple people that know when we're going as well for Pride Night, and they've we are happy to say hello whenever we are in the parks at the same time as you. So don't even worry about that. But I don't know if there's anything else that we need to add.
I have our cat sitting on me. She's very cute.
That was very important.
She actually just came up.
I know it sounds sarcastic, but it is actually the most important thing. Anyway, so make sure, as usual, that you use the link in the description to book with our friends at Getaway Today. They actually have a lot of really good specials going on for Pixar Fest coming up, and then just throughout the year as well. And they are great to work with. They save you a lot of money. You can use our code DLForever10, and then you can save another $10 off of your trip. It's a great way to support us.
And make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Our cat also has an Instagram. It's
you don't need to talk about our cat's Instagram.
DA_Chloe_kitty.
There you go.
There you go. I mentioned her. She won't make noise to say hello, but you can see how cute she is on Instagram.
We are those people.
She has her own.
So at any rate, make sure that you also subscribe to the podcast so you can get new episodes as they drop. But otherwise, I have a feeling next week we're going to have to do a Star Wars themed episode, because next week will be just before...
May the 4th be with you.
Yep. So we might have to do a Star Wars themed episode of some kind. We'll have to look into that. But otherwise, we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.